That was a big yawn, Millie.
Got any more to say?
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to Baby Got Stacks, featuring my fur daughter, Millie. My cat, who she's very upset that I'm sitting in her chair that she normally is able to sleep.
Tell the people.
Can you lay down, please? And thank you.
Done.
Recently, she completely exited out of Skype in the middle of our last episode. So
that's a fun one. The picture froze on her butt.
What are you doing? Would you lay down, please?
But no.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, this episode is going to be a quick one. We thought that since we started season one with Chris and Hannah, even though we kind of did it backwards, and get comfy. We figured since we read the second book to the Firefly Lane series, Flyway, episode one, we thought we'd end season one with the actual first episode or first book called Firefly Lane, which...
popular TV show, which you've seen some of.
I've seen season one. I really liked it. It has, why am I blanking?
On the actresses' names?
Yeah.
I too am blanking.
Hold on. Katherine Heigl.
That's right.
And Sarah
Sarah.
Katherine Heigl. She's the big one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really
just two or three,
just two. Okay. It kind of follows like season one is the first book. Season two is the second book.
Okay.
Kind of. I feel like I don't really remember. It's been a while. I never saw season two because season two came out. Oh, goodness gracious. Season two came out like recently. In 2021 is when it came. Kind of recent. Oh no, the first episode was 2021. So when did April 27th, 2023.
Oh,
wow. So last year.
Yeah.
I personally remember liking the first season. I just hadn't watched the second one because when I'd watched the first season, the second season hadn't come out yet.
Right.
And then by the time it came out, I didn't exactly remember what all happened in season one, and I didn't really want to rewatch it, so I just didn't watch season two. I didn't really care for this book. Would you stop with your tail? Oh my goodness gracious.
I don't remember what I rated the second one. Let me check. Fly Away was a 4 for me.
Oh, I gave it a 3. And I also gave Firefly Lane a 3.
Firefly Lane is a 3 for me. Now, we love Kristen Hannah.
Oh, we love Kristen Hannah. Oh my God. I love her.
She's a top author for me.
Yes, I got you into her.
You got me into her with Winter Garden.
Well, that was the first book I read. That was the first book I read, and I absolutely loved Winter Garden. I have a special place in my heart for Winter Garden. Now, we've done The Nightingale on this before. Mm-hmm. That one was really good. I've read a lot of her books.
This one's a little different of her books because, I mean, technically still considered historical, but this is from like the 70s and 80s.
Kind of.
It doesn't feel all that historical, but technically it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But her other ones are set in such a different time period and such a different place that this one just feels different.
Yeah. This one, I don't know. It just fell flat for some reason. I just couldn't really get into the characters.
I will say it was a little lackluster because we do know what happens to these characters.
True.
So reading a second one might have been at the first detriment a little bit, but
I guess, but
it just didn't feel like Kristen Hannah writing to me.
No, I appreciated the difference between Kate and Tully. But I don't know, there were things that happened that I'm just like, why? Like I don't know.
Yeah, there was just a disconnect somewhere. I don't know what it was.
it brought up some heavy topics. Tully at one point, there is like a rape scene.
Mm-hmm.
So it talks about that. Her mom's just like not in the picture, kind of like absent parent.
Loud.
Yeah, she's something.
She's something.
I feel like Kate, she was almost too much of like a rule follower. Like she just kind of annoyed me sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then Tully just was kind of like too much go with the flow. It was like
they're the extremes.
Extreme. Like yeah. It just wasn't one or the other. Like it just.
Yeah.
It made sense kind of for them to be friends. Like for Tully to kind of take Kate under her wing and then for Kate to kind of, you know. They brought out the things that they needed to bring out in each other to like work. But it just. I don't know.
It didn't feel real in that way because, like, in a book, yeah, they're friends. But in real life, I just don't see any of it happening. Which, obviously, this is fiction, but, like...
Well, yeah. But it's, like, we're best friends. We've been realistic. Best friends for... Well, next year will be 10 years.
That's crazy.
And... right? I know. Yeah. And...
I'm recovering.
But I feel like... We're like the same person. We essentially are the same person, and that's what makes it work.
The same things at the same time.
Yes, it scares her fiance very much sometimes.
Yes, he doesn't like being alone with us.
He does not. I don't blame him, honestly. I'm fine with it, but you know. So I just, with them being so different, it just, I don't know. Like you said, I get that it's fictional, but it just, and then with Kate tried so hard to fall in love with her husband. Or, like, for her husband to, like, see her. And she always thought that he liked Tully more. And I'm like, then why go after him? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just.
It was just weird. It just didn't feel like Chris and Hannah. The time period, like, her setting up the scene was fine. But, I don't know. Like, she's written a book about the literal Dust Bowl. And I enjoyed that more. Like.
I haven't read, you've read more books than I have of her.
I've gone through quite a few of them.
Yeah.
I haven't. Usually make me cry somewhere.
Yeah, there is.
Much about this one. I don't know if it was because there were kids.
I don't know. I guess I could try to read the synopsis, but.
Oh, yeah.
Or the summary, but.
I guess.
It's a long. Well, I don't know if it's just like. Here, can you. Oh, can you. It's long.
Dear Lord.
I don't know. Uh-oh.
We need something short. Why is this so long? That you read that? That's the whole book?
I don't understand.
That's all you need to read is the synopsis.
Is it actually that big?
How long is it?
I have to drag.
479 page book.
Really? Okay. Well, we're going to.
That synopsis is basically the entire book.
Yeah, we're going to give it a whirl. Okay. In a turbulent summer of 1974, Kate Mularkey has accepted her place at the bottom of the 8th grade social food chain. Then to her amazement, the coolest girl in the world moves in across the street and wants to be her friend. Tully Hart seems to have it all. Beauty, brains, ambition. On the surface, they are as opposite as two people can be. Kate, doomed to be forever uncool with a loving family who mortifies her at every turn. And Tully, who's steeped in glamour and mystery, but with a secret that is destroying her. They make a pact to be best friends forever. By summer's end, they become Tully and Kate, inseparable. Spanning more than 3 decades and playing out across the ever-changing face of the Pacific Northwest, Firefly Lane is a powerful story of two women and the friendship that becomes the bulkhead of their lives.
Oh, I mean, yeah. That's basically it.
That's basically it. It really gets into it. Yeah, I just... This isn't like a... thriller twisty book. This isn't a romance book.
It's like straight lit fic.
Yeah, because it's not like historical fiction. No. It's yeah. It's just
that's
about
such a high rating. It's a 4.19.
I don't know how I feel about that, to be honest with you. Like we said, we love Chris and Hannah, but this book just felt kind of flat to us. I don't know if it was just, you know, the like time, but like you and I both, I mean, we like 70s music, 80s music, 90s, like it wasn't that. Yeah,
it's not even like the decades that this primarily takes place in it. It was just, I don't know. Tully is just an awful person. Like, there's no growth for her or Kate. Like, she also is so reserved and just takes a beating, basically, from Tully and just, like, lets her walk all over her.
Yeah, like I feel like so at like one point, Tully really wants to be in like journalism, and Kate didn't really want to, but then Tully was like, well, it's always just going to be you and I, like I'll always just, you can be the like the person that writes the stories and then I'll report on them. And so Kate just kind of follows along with it, and which it's not a bad thing to have a dream. I mean, you and I both, we really want to open our own bookstore someday together.
Yeah. It's a thing. That's not like her dream.
But that's not her dream. And you can't follow, like, you, that's your livelihood. Like, you can't do something for your life that you're not going to enjoy and always have, like, someone there to help. Like, what if Tully didn't want to do that anymore? Kate would be screwed. Yeah. Like, it's just, you have to like it too. And then Tully, like, Kate has this crush on one of their boss.
The boss. Yeah.
And then the boss, he sleeps with Tully.
Yeah.
And then it's just, she, obviously Kate's not going to, like, say anything. But then it's like, okay, Tully, like, you should have known. Like, Kate was so.
She's
like,
very obvious about it.
Yeah. Tully was very, like, it's all about me. And I don't really care. And then Kate was just kind of like go with the flow.
She
was
so
and
focused on her own life that she just assumed Kate would just be there. And she was.
She was. Like, didn't
do anything for herself.
Yeah, she was just like in and out. And then Kate had Mara. And she like definitely became like the mom and the wife that she was wanting to be. Mm-hmm. Which is nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
But it's just, they kind of like grew apart, and then Tully became like super famous, and then she'd like be there a little bit, but then she'd get sad when no one would be there for her, but then she'd never be there for anyone. I'm like, what is happening?
And you're just following these whole lives of like them not really growing up. Like Tully never redeemed herself.
It just, I don't know. I just didn't really care for the story. I didn't really care for the characters. I have a dog.
Oh, big snort. He just
I don't think you can see him from the camera. I can't see him,
but I heard him.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I'm gonna take a video and I'm gonna send it to you because I was so confused on why Millie was like looking at the doorway. Oh, now he's. Oh, you can kind of. Okay, I sent you the video. He sits, this is what he does. He acts like I'm gone forever when his father is out there in the living room with him.
He's just so sad looking.
And now he's just sitting there.
Nah.
But yeah, so we kind of spoiled the second book in the sense of like, obviously we've already talked about it.
Yeah, you can check out our first episode. Don't be judgy about it. But
hey, we started in a garage and now we're here, okay?
And now we're here.
I think at the end is when she gets cancer. I don't remember what happens at the end. Oh, wait, no, she dies.
She di- yeah, she dies in the second.
Because the second one's Mara. Dies. Second one's about Mara, right? Yes. Oh, gosh. At some point she gets cancer and at some point she dies, okay? Whether it's the first book or the second book, she dies.
She dies.
Which I was really sad about, which is kind of sucky. Really.
It just,
see, that's how I wasn't really caring about the characters. Yeah, that would have made me sad.
It's one thing to have like a mundane character just going about their day. But this isn't even that. It's like sorry for themselves characters. Going about their day. And I just didn't feel sorry for them.
No, and then they went like a long time without talking to each other.
Such a long time.
I don't know. Didn't really. There's way better books. Read Winter Garden. Read The Great Alone.
The Great Alone.
Haven't read her newest book, The Woman.
I haven't read that one yet. Four Winds, I liked.
You did like Four. I have not read Four Winds yet. What was the one that had the chicken that you cried?
That one's The Great Alone.
Oh, okay.
That was The Great Alone.
I remember you telling me about
it, like three different times in that one.
I haven't read The Great Alone. I have not read. Let me see. Yeah, I haven't read The Great Alone. I haven't read Four Winds. I've read Winter Garden. Mm-hmm. I think I've read Homefront and Night Road.
I read Homefront and I haven't read Night Road.
And True Colors is good. It's about sisters.
I haven't read that one yet.
On Mystic Lake's good. I think I've read Angel Falls.
I haven't read that one yet. No, she has such a large collection of works that this one just, especially comparatively, it just doesn't make the cut.
Yeah, which is interesting to me that that's like the one that's been turned into like a TV show. They chose
that one to be, yeah. I mean, I guess it worked out. The first season was good and we didn't like the first book. Oh, Millie, she looks very upset.
Because I moved. Oh, I guess we could do rowdy one-star reviews. Oh,
look at some rowdy one reviews.
What are you doing? Oh,
she's like contemplating something.
Oh. Probably had to murder me in my sleep. Don't. Oh.
Okay. It might be a little gross, but I was eating a plate of food and then one of my cats, Boomy, came to try to lick the plate, like the food off the plate. And I was like, okay. It was a paper plate, so I like folded it. Mm-hmm. Then Toph, one of my other cats, came and just started licking the outside of the plate. I'm like, a little dumb, but I guess you can still smell it. And then I had to put a napkin because I had a bloody nose on top of the plate. And that's what Jack-Jack goes to lick. He has a taste for my blood now.
Oh my god. Well, can't win them all. Don't even. Absolutely not.
He's like, you know, you're right. You can't
have we learned nothing? Have we learned nothing? Get down. Good lord. Okie dokie. Let's see. This book was such a disappointment. The characters are completely one-dimensional. I read this dreadful book so you don't have to.
Oh.
This book insults my intelligence. God. This book is unrealistic, cliche, overdone, and one-dimensional. Oh my goodness. I picked this up secondhand at a Goodwill and I still find myself wanting my money back.
Oh.
What was the point? I'm glad this book is over. Yeah, people didn't like it.
I wonder how many of those were people who watched the show first and then came back.
Some of them like went and saw the TV show and thought it was a Lifetime movie with just more nudity and swearing. Then a coworker said the books, well, they thought it was a Lifetime movie. Mm. Then a coworker said the books were better than the TV show, got to the wedding of Kate and saw I was only 40% through the book and couldn't take any more. Tedious, awful book. I'll never take this coworker's recommendation on anything ever again. Oh my god.
The pacing was really weird. Like how long we spent in certain times of their lives versus others.
Yeah. All of it
was just weird.
I would not recommend this book, but there's other books from this author that I would recommend. So
yeah, not this book, but still recommend the author.
Just start with Winter Garden. That's what I started with. That's what I made Melanie start with. It's a great one. It's fantastic.
She, has such powerful, beautiful writing. And you don't
when it's see in any different of that time in periods. One. I don't know what this was. When was this written?
Explain yourself.
When was this written?
And like with all of her historical pieces, she's so well researched and everything. It just puts you right into that moment, whether it's like a war or like some other historical event. It's crazy.
Okay, this makes a little more sense. This Firefly Lane came out in 2008.
Oh.
And then Fly Away came out in 2013. But then The Nightingale was 2015. The Great Alone was 2018. Four Winds was 2021. Winter Garden was 2010. Okay.
Oh. Huh. This one was just a lapse in judgment. I don't know how to explain
it. It's interesting. That's all I got to say to that. It was interesting.
So now we've started and ended with this series. Now you know our full opinion on it.
Yeah.
Sorry to say, it just wasn't a hit.
No, it wasn't a hit. It wasn't a hoot. I don't know what it was.
But I'm a hit and I ain't having no hoot, then I don't want it.
I want it. It was just not, it just wasn't good. It just, the flowing was weird. The characters were weird. The dynamic was, everything was weird.
Everything was just weird.
I wasn't enjoying it.
Chris and Hannah,
No.
In the spirit of owning all of her books, though, I'm going to keep it.
Oh, I'll keep it so I can still... Well, actually, I think my copy is my mom's copy because, like, my mom and I liked Kristen Hannah. Yeah. So I think most of... Well, some of her books are from my mom, so I might have to repurchase some. Or maybe not those, but at least Winter Garden. But I read Firefly Lane on the Kindle. That's how I got it. And it just... Yeah. It just wasn't good. It just dragged on. It got to the point where I was like, I don't even really want to finish it, but, like, I got to do it.
Yeah, you keep at different points going, like, oh, this is still going.
Yeah, it just wasn't good.
You're meant to care the whole time, and I just didn't.
I didn't care, no. But I promise you, if you read other books, like, don't start with this one.
Any other book.
Just don't even.
Or start with it, and they'll just get better and better.
They'll just get better. That's true. But I don't want you to read this book and think, oh, this author is not for me. Because I promise you, her books are really good. Yeah. This just was not a good one.
We don't talk about this one. We don't talk about Bruno.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're going to, you know, we did it. We read it. And it's gone.
Onward we go.
Yes. We will have better books to read.
In season 2. Up, Baby Got Stacks podcast. Thanks for listening this whole first season, even though there was a big old gap towards the end. But, you know,
I hope you all stuck with us. I hope we still have some listeners from the first episode.
Yeah. If you know, we'll get them back. We'll get them back.
If you're new, thanks.
Meowdy.
That's all I've got. I thank you for listening. We had that time away, but, you know, things happened. Rings were given. Water was flowing. Things happened. But we made it. It's almost 2025, which is wild.
Yeah, when we're recording this, it is currently the 27th.
Yeah.
But yeah, bring in the new year with our season 2 premiere. Mm-hmm. Kind of mix it up a little bit for season 2. But so,
yes.
Like and follow. Share this. Let everyone know.
Tell your pets.
Tell your pets.
Especially your pets.
Mostly your pets.
Mostly your pets.
But follow our Instagram, my Baby Got Stacks podcast. You can check out our Goodreads. We're both on Goodreads. You can see what else we've been up to in the time away. A lot of books.
Yeah, if there's books that like either one of us read that you want us to talk about or have the other one read that you didn't see, you know, we both sometimes will read the same books, but other times we'll read, you know, completely different books. Mm-hmm. So if there's one that, you know, you really liked and you saw one of us read but not the other and you want us to talk about it, we can do that or whatever you want to do.
We got more book reviews coming.
Yes.
More tags, more get to know us, some book news.
Get to know us, lots of book news. Yes, that's going to be a new thing. Fun little sneak peek. We're going to have some book news episodes once a month where, you know, we talk about upcoming books that we're excited for. New releases, series releases, you know, the whole shebang.
We're going to be keeping up with the times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. Well, that's about us. Season 1 wrapped.
Wow.
Thanks for sticking with us, guys. We will see you in the new season.
See you then, guys.